This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
All right, so let's get into a little bit of predictions. Let's do it. Let's see how the season's going to play out here for the New York Mets and the New York Yankees. So let's start with the over-under for both teams. And by the way, just a reminder again, obviously opening day, Yankees 3 o'clock at Yankee Stadium. I believe the gates open at 1. But you can get listen and get a feel for what's going on there earlier than that, as the midday show, BT and Sal will be there live from Yankee Stadium doing the show after being at the MLB Network yesterday. They'll be at Yankee Stadium doing the show. They'll talk to Aaron Boone, the manager, at 10, and they'll talk to Andy Pettit, who's throwing out the ceremonial first pitch, and they'll speak to him at 10:15. So you got it all right at the top of the show there. Lock in on the midday show. Get your feel for what Yankee Stadium is like today. Opening day, we are back. All right, so over under Mets and Yankees. The Yankee number is 89.5. The Met number is 90.5. And I got to be totally honest with you. They could be two of my favorite plays of any team in the league. I think both are extremely comfortable overs. I mean, I know the Mets play in a tough division. I get it. We're gonna go through that with predictions in a little bit. But I mean, I know, and I'm concerned about their pitching staff a little bit. This lineup is going to be devastatingly good. Juan Soto, Lindor, Alonso, the power, Vientos. Like, I really just think they're. I think we've gone over this for a bunch now at this team, both of these teams. I don't have to go into too much depth. We've talked about how much we like these teams or our issues with the teams. I still think you're going to get a good year from the back end of the bullpen. I think the rotation is probably going to be better than some people fear, myself included, but I am concerned about it. And I do think at the trade deadline, they'll attack it. They have prospects. They have, you know, added money for any salary dump or anything like that. And plus, like, I just think they will get whatever they need to help bolster this team, because now is the time. Last year wasn't. 2 years ago was the time to sell. Last year was the time to stand pat. This is now the time to do the moves to chase a championship. And I think they will go get any pitching they need. Obviously, the lineup of Juan Soto is devastating. And I just think there is something with this group. I think they like playing with each other. I think Mendoza has done an incredible job as the manager. Everybody wants to be there. Everybody's excited. Everybody believes. We've seen this before. I understand that, but still, 90 seems low. I know it's a tough division. They beat each other up, but it's not the balance. It's not the unbalanced schedule it used to be. You only play the other team 13 times now, as opposed to it used to be 19. Plus, Miami's in there. Everyone's going to pound on them. So give me the over for the Mets. And then the Yankees, same thing. 89.5. I'm telling you, you look around the American League. I get it. I know the Yankees have their issues. I know that there is a world. Like the Yankee over-under, I don't even think it's a crazy number. I got to be fair. I don't know how much higher you would put it, but for me, 90 is a lock. So I would probably put it 91.5 if I was setting the line. That would make me uncomfortable with like being overly confident about the over. Probably 91.5, 92.5 would make me a little uncomfortable about taking the over. 89 doesn't. And I look around the rest of the American League. I know that they're dealing with injuries to the rotation, but I just think Max Fried is still an ace. Luis Gil is coming back. I do think Clark Schmidt last year pitched to an ERA under 3. Like he's going to miss 2 weeks before he's back. Carrasco, I think, has found something here where he's going to give you a good month or two. And the Yankees themselves, they'll probably have to go out and find some pitching. They don't have a lot of depth inside the organization, so they'll probably have to go trade for something. But, you know, we'll see what's out there. But I think the rotation's fine to start the year. It was fine last year under the same conditions without Max Fried, an ace. And I just think this lineup still, there is a swing, there is no doubt. Like, if these young kids don't come through, if Volpe doesn't make this next step year three, if Dominguez struggles in left and you know, struggles at the plate and just isn't ready to take over left field for the New York Yankees, if Wells at leadoff struggles, like, there's no doubt. There is a way to see this team as an 85, 84 win team. If everything fails them, there is a version of that where the Yankees have a very similar team to what they had in 2023. I think that's a lot of things going wrong. Judge is still the best hitter in baseball. Bellinger is going to be part of my bold predictions here. I think Bellinger is going to have a monster year. I think the lineup presents a lot of speed. I think Jazz, who's obviously feeling himself, if you haven't seen the article that Jazz had in depth with Chris Kirschner of The Athletic, I think he's coming into his own. I think he's comfortable with the Yankees. I think he loves his teammates after having some real issues with that in Miami. And I think he was a great player for them in the second half last year, and I think he's going to have a really good year this year. I think the lineup presents a lot of different challenges. I think at the bottom there's a lot of speed. And plus, I also think the back end of the bullpen with Weaver and Williams is as good as any in the league. And then you look around the rest of the American League, it's a couple of teams in their division and the Rangers. Like, I think the Astros have taken a big step back. I don't think that anyone in the Central, as much as maybe the Kansas City Royals are on the rise, I don't think there's anybody that is far superior to them. I think they're going to win a lot of games, and I think they are a lock for 90 wins. This is what the Yankees do, and as long as Judge stays healthy, at some point they'll get back Stanton. I think Ben Rice is going to be a key part of this team. So, like, if every kid fails, if Jazz isn't what they hope, if Bellinger reverts back to the player he was at the end of his Dodger career, if Goldschmidt is an old bum, like, sure, this could be a really bad Yankee team where they could win 80 to 85 games. But I find that's too, everyone's like, oh, well, this has to happen right and this has to happen right. Only a couple of those have to happen right for me to still think they're a 90-win team. Everything has to go wrong to convince me otherwise. And right now, I just don't think everything's going to go wrong. I think for the most part, they've had a pretty good spring despite the injuries. And I think this team is an easy. If this was a 92.5 or so, I'd feel differently about it. I think both of these are guaranteed. I feel very comfortable with both overs. Fliegelman, you want to give me your versions of the over here before we get into some other things?
So, I mean, I'm not as comfortable on the Mets over as you are, but I think they're going to be in the low 90s wins. And mm-hmm. I agree with you. This is maybe not an all-in year, but this will be a year. David Stearns even talked about it on Sunday when he was on SNY and Gary Cohen asked him about some of the prospects. He was going over them individually, and he even said, I think this was about Jet Williams, whether these guys help us out on the major league roster or they help us in acquiring another player. David Stearns knows that the time is coming, not just to make a big move for what the major league roster needs, that they're about to have 4 or 5 guys who are ready to come up and debut at the same time. And obviously you don't have room for them. So some of these guys are getting moved. There will be a move at some point this season to beef up the rotation. I like where the Mets are. Both of these teams, I think, have high floors. Because the Mets are in such a competitive division, I don't feel as comfortable as they're over, but I would lean towards it. And I think the Yankees over is my favorite bet on the board.
Yeah.
Even with that number being lowered, obviously Gerrit Cole is a huge loss. I think all of the negativity and just all of the overreaction, it's gone too far into forgetting what the floor of this team is. Worst case, like you said, they're a 500 team, and I think they're better than that. They may not be a championship team, but this is still a weak American League. They're only, looking at the totals, maybe two teams I would argue that it's a decent bet betting they're over in the American League outside of the Yankees.
Yep.
They're not a 100-win team, and again, I'm not saying they would stack up well if they had to play a bunch of the top National League teams, but as far as the regular season goes, and that's something the Yankees thrive at, they know how to get through the gauntlet of the 162. Sometimes it's a detriment that they're built for that 162 and maybe not October, but they're still built to get through that 162. They have depth. As much as, you know, people are annoyed by him, Marcus Stroman is a pretty good fallback option, especially for the first 3.5 months of the season. They're going to win 90 games, no question in my mind. I think they're going to clear that by a good 4 to 5 games. So over 89.5 to me is a no-brainer.
Yep. I'm with you. I think that is one of my favorites. And then we can go to, before we get to our Met and Yankee predictions, just a couple. I'll give you a couple overs. I do think the Red Sox are one of those American League teams at 86.5. I really like the Red Sox over. I think they're the second best team in the American League. That pitching staff, they've dealt with some injuries to it, but, you know, Buehler and Crochet at the top. The offense that, you know, they even had last year, they added.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bregman at third. Thank you. Bregman at third. They just announced that Devers is going to be the everyday DH. They're going to get better defensively. They've got a couple of big-time prospects. One, Campbell, has made the team to play second base. He's had a terrible spring, but that's how much they believe in him. How often do you see a top prospect have a terrible spring and still make the team? They think he's an absolute stud. I think offensively they're better. Pitching-wise, they're better. The bullpen scares me a little bit with Chapman in the back end. I still think the Yankees are the better team, but... And as much as I joke about Alex Cora and how much people love him, I think he gets a little too much credit as the best manager in baseball, or some people would say that, or far better than Aaron Boone. I do think he's a pretty damn good manager. And I just think that this team is, after a couple of years of being down, I do think they are one of the better teams in the American League. I like the 86.5 over for the Sox. I like the under for Houston at 87.5. I think this is the year they really struggle. Their pitching has... issues. Right now, the lineup, obviously you lose Bregman, you lose Tucker. They're playing Altuve in left field. It just doesn't feel like an Astros team. I just have a feeling in that division, which isn't that tough. You do get the tough pitching from Seattle. I do think the Rangers can be pretty damn good. But ultimately, and I think Oakland's going to be better. I might even dabble on the Oakland 71.5 over. I think Oakland could be better this year. But I just see the Houston Astros is down this year, under 87.5. Some other ones I liked. The Reds, 78.5. The number's a little higher than I thought it would be, but I love the Reds this year. I don't know why. Again, Terry Francona is one of the best managers in the history of the game. I think Terry Francona is just an incredible manager. I think he's going to have those young kids hyped up. I think they've got a superior. They've got an unbelievable talent in Ellie De La Cruz. They got a legitimate ace at the top of the rotation in Green. I like this team a lot in a lousy National League Central that I just have no faith in anybody else. I might go Reds over 78.5, the A's over 71.5 in that division. I don't think it's very good. And plus, just they have a couple of guys who can really bang. They got, you know, Langoliers is the catcher who really can hit. Brent Rooker, what's the other star's name? The outfielder, I can't think of his name right now. They've got a couple guys you could really hit. The pitching is the issue there, but I think Severino has found himself and he'll be able to give them something. They've got Miller at the back end as a closer. I think they got a legitimate chance to win more than 71.5 games. And then if I'm going to take one of the big unders, I'll go Miami under 63.5. It's an impossible division. They're with the Mets, they're with the Braves, they're with the Phillies. They have no pitching. They might trade away Alcantara halfway through the year. Give me Miami under 63.5. So I got Houston under 87.5, Miami under 63.5, the Red Sox over 86.5, and the Reds over 78.5. You got any over-unders there? I know we didn't talk about this, but if you're able to do it.
Yeah, I'll go a couple away from you. The one I'll just say, I'm so thrilled. I bet that Red Sox number. A lot of them I don't like to bet early in spring because you never know what's going to happen with injuries.
Yeah.
That was one of the two bets I made.
What'd you get it at?
I got it at 84.5. Okay. So it's not a big difference.
No,
but
still.
I feel better about that one. Like, I agree with you on the Reds. They dealt with so many injuries last year. The Marlins, that seems obvious because I debated the Nationals over. I think they can be a sneaky good team. But my biggest ones, and some of them are kind of tied into being in the same divisions, I like the D-backs over, and I also like the Padres under. Mm-hmm. You know, there's going to be one team in that core. You look at the six National League teams that might not be in the mix, and just everything with the stories from this offseason about the ownership and the future of the payroll, I think the Padres, even if they're kind of close, if they're around that last wild card spot, I think they're going to sell. I think they want to get what they can for Cease, for King, and move on. So they're the team I look to go under right now. Their total is around 85.5, and the D-backs over 86.5. The pitching's going to be better. The offense last year was the best in baseball. They're obviously not going to challenge the Dodgers for the division or anything like that.
Right.
But I think they're going to be a clear playoff team. And then another one, it ties into liking the Red Sox. One team in the AL East has to finish below 500.
Yeah.
You would think by a couple games. I think the Blue Jays are improved. So to me, that team is the Rays.
Okay.
They were not very good last year. Like every offseason, they didn't do anything to improve.
Right.
McClanahan goes down the other day. I know it's not considered a long-term injury right now, but they're going to lose guys. And I was trying to avoid the two teams playing in the minor league stadiums because it could be so weird with the A's and the
point.
Rays.
Yeah.
But like, I'm so tempted. You made a great case for the A's why they should be an over. But what I like a little more is the Rays under, just because I think they are clearly the fifth best of the five teams in the AL East. And I think three of those five are pretty good, you know, 85 to 95 win teams in the Orioles, Red Sox, and Yankees. And the last one I'm just going to throw out there, the Pirates under. I think there's way too much hype around it. And Paul Skeens deserves all of it.
Yeah.
The rest of that team stinks.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Even in a weak division, and again, I like the Reds, so if a team that is going to maybe take a little bit, the number is right around where they were last year.
Right.
I don't think they're a better team. Sure, they'll have Skeens a little bit longer, but the rest of that team is still so bad. Even in a weak division, give me the Pirates under. And it's, I mean, for them, 77.5, that's just too high.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to root for the Pirates, but I don't disagree. I think Cincinnati steps up. Milwaukee's always better than you think. So I could see that.
I think I forgot one. The Rangers, because you like the Astros. I agree with you. I don't want to bet against them.
Yeah.
I love the Rangers over. I think they have enough depth.
I didn't write it down. What's the Rangers number?
It is 85.5.
85.5.
I think they're going to win that division. I don't believe in the Mariners.
Not at all.
Rangers are the team to me.
All right, and then we get to pretty much, I mean, we don't have to go through the whole playoffs. I want to get back to the calls, but just where we think the Mets and the Yankees are going to finish this year. So we both have them as both of us agree on the overs. I think the New York Yankees are going to win the American League East with 93 wins. 93 wins, they win the American League East, and I also think they have the exact same finish as they did last year, where they get to the World Series and they lose. I think the New York Yankees are the best team in the American League. I have them back in the World Series. I don't think anybody is significantly better than them. We'll see what the Rangers do. We'll see if DeGrom is a Cy Young caliber pitcher again. Last year, their offense completely went in the toilet. They're already not bringing up terrible with names at 4 o'clock in the morning, although it's only 1:44. Their star, what's his name? I don't know. But they're not bringing him up already. He's struggling. They've had a couple of guys underachieve offensively last year. They were a nightmare. I'm not ready to say they're better. I don't think, as much as I trust the top of the rotation for the Royals, and I think that, you know, that lineup can be dangerous, and certainly they have an MVP candidate in Bobby Witt Jr., I don't think they're ready to beat the New York Yankees. To me, it's the division, and I think they're the best team in that division. I still think that they have a lineup that can do a lot of damage. I have the Yankees back in the World Series. And then we get to the Mets in the National League. And unfortunately, I kind of have similar feelings for both seasons where I kind of see repeats of last year. I think the Mets are going to win around 92-93. I think they're going to be one of the wild card teams. I love Philadelphia. I think they just... And the Braves are really good, too. I think it's a hard division to win. I think one of them is going to have a better year than the Mets. I just have a feeling with their pitching. The Philadelphia had such a great year last year. Their rotation is so, you know, Wheeler at the top. They've really established the power, what they do there. I think they have a good manager there. I think they just have a solid team that's probably going to find a way to win the division again. And I feel like the Mets are a 93-win team, wild card team, back in the NLCS and losing to the Dodgers, and the Dodgers beat the Yankees in the World Series as well. I knew you thought I was going to give the Yankees the World Series championship. I'm not.
You were tempted.
I was tempted, but I think we actually see the exact same scenario we saw last year. I think the Mets are in the NLCS. I think they lose to the Los Angeles Dodgers, who, if you think about it, the reason I'm picking the Dodgers again, and we haven't seen a repeat champion since the 2000 Yankees, they had such bad luck with injuries last year. Now, I know they're dealing with it a little bit now with Mookie Betts, but their rotation was in shambles. Freddie Freeman was hobbled through the National League playoffs before finding it in the World Series. Otani hurts his shoulder in the World Series. I mean, they had all kinds of issues and still made it through. I can't imagine the rotation having as much of an issue. I think that pitching staff is going to be far better than it was last year. I think they are a powerhouse of a team. I think the Otani contract has set them up for the next couple of years being a dominant force, and I just still see, I hate to do it, we're going to be trying to beat them all year, but I got to tell you what I think is going to happen. I think the best team in the National League is the Dodgers, and I think the best team in the National League, in the American League, is the Yankees. I think we have a repeat World Series after the Mets losing in the NLCS, and I think the Dodgers beat the Yankees again in the World Series.
So, I mean, the real prediction has to be the Dodgers, because I don't know how you could pick against them right now.
I want to have fun, but I just don't know how I can.
But as you know, we'll have to get into it on the air. I literally got hit by a truck this morning, so yes. I'm trying to think, what is the baseball kind of version of that for this season? And losing, if you're a Mets fan, losing to the Dodgers in the NLCS would be disappointing, but ultimately you look at that team and say, well, they're just so much better on paper than everybody else. So that's not what would hurt the most. And I do think the Yankees, regardless, are a... I have both teams like you at 93 wins. I want to not have them at the same record.
Yeah.
But I think they are. Yankees win the division. Mets finish in second behind the Braves. I think the Braves win in the high 90s. So It's not even like something that comes down to the final series. The Braves win it comfortably enough. I have the Mets beating the Dodgers in the NLCS.
No, you don't.
But...
You're not going to finish
this
up.
For the purpose of this.
No. I don't mean that.
And not to the Yankees in the World Series.
Okay, that's what I thought you were giving me.
I mean, that would obviously be,
that's
the kind
what
of
I thought.
No.
Not that you, when I said no, you don't, I didn't mean you don't have them beating the Dodgers. I meant, I thought you were going to give me losing to the Yankees in the World Series.
No, but I'll give you something, it won't be the same kind of pain, but it would, because the most deflating thing that could come out of this season is you beat that Goliath, you beat that incredible Dodgers team,
right?
And still don't, that's like, if the U.S. in 1980 lost the gold medal game, or the Mets after game 6 in 86 ended up losing game 7,
right?
They beat the Dodgers in the NLCS and lose to, while I like the Red Sox over this year, I think everybody's a year ahead of them on a World Series team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with a team that I think people were a year too early on last year, because I think this team is going to add at the deadline. I believe in the lineup. I think the bullpen is better this year, so I can forgive the fact that they don't have a lot to believe in the starting rotation. I think the Orioles will beat the Mets in the World Series. And that'll be, again, if you're the Mets and you're a Mets fan, this is, I can see the smile on your face. You beat the Dodgers, and it means nothing.
Yeah, that would be rough. And losing to the Orioles, that doesn't make
the Dodgers
me smile.
Over whoever wins the AL.
Yeah. No, yeah, I think even I would have to agree with you. Whoever comes out of the NL is going to be the heavy favorite in the World Series. As of right now, we'll see how it plays out. But I do think, even as a Yankee fan, I think you have to admit, on paper right now, they're not better than the Dodgers, they're not better than the Mets, they're not better than the Phillies, and they're not better than the Braves.
Like you said, the Dodgers' injury luck last year
was so bad.
Was awful, and they still won the World Series.
If they won it as a full squad, I might be able to convince myself to pick against them. But the fact that they did it undermanned the way they did, I have a real tough time picking against them. So I was going to go with, do I have something fun, or do I give what I honestly think? And I honestly think that the Yankees are the best team in the American League, and that the Dodgers are the best team in the National League, and clearly the best team in baseball. So unfortunately for Yankees, I could see a reverse 77-78 back-to-back World Series losses to the Los Angeles Dodgers. And for the Mets, yeah, I agree with you. It's I don't feel very strong about the Phillies winning division. I think one of those two teams, when it comes to the starting pitching, I just think that it's unlikely for one of them not to win the division. I think the Mets just aren't there with the pitching right now. We'll see how it goes. If they're as good as they were last year with the rotation, then I think they can and will win the division. I just have a hard time envisioning that. So for the starting rotation, and really the starting rotation alone, I have them as the one of the wild card teams. Could possibly even be behind both of them, but they will be in the postseason. And I do like them in the postseason because of their track record and Juan Soto. So we'll see, but that's it. So Fleegs has the Mets losing to the beating the Dodgers, getting to the World Series for the first time since 2015, and then losing to the Baltimore Orioles, which would make me sick to my stomach. Believe me, I wouldn't be happy about that. And then I have the Yankees.
That's why you smile through the entire thing.
I thought you were going to say something else. You had me off.